KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the 19th day of October for 2017. Topping our news this morning after a day of negotiations that stretched late into the night, Calaveras School District officials and the district's teacher union were unable to reach a resolution to contract negotiations. Calaveras Unified School District teachers will start their official strike this morning, as announced. The length of that strike has yet to be communicated. District Superintendent Mark Campbell released the following statement. Due to staffing conditions resulting in projected shortages of teachers and support staff that will be created by and influenced by the teacher strike, all Calaveras Unified School District schools will be closed Thursday and likely Friday. If we cannot provide the necessary staffing to create a secure and safe learning environment, we have no other choice but to close schools at this time. Do note, these are school days. We may have to make up to meet the minimum requirement. We will assess our status and capacity to resume normal operations on a daily basis and will provide ongoing updates. We continue to be open to working towards a resolution to our contract negotiations. Well, Governor Brown has declared a state of emergency to help control the state's hepatitis A outbreak. In his proclamation, Governor Brown acknowledges that several counties have already declared local outbreaks, particularly among the homeless and illegal drug users, and that federally funded supplies of the vaccine are not adequate enough to meet the state's current urgent need. According to Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr, the proclamation gives the California Department of Public Health authority to immediately purchase vaccines directly from manufacturers, distribute them to impacted communities as well. While no cases of hepatitis A have been reported in Amador County, Dr. Kerr says the risk of hepatitis A infection is associated with poor sanitation and hygiene and is transmitted through ingestion of contaminated food and drink or through direct contact with an infectious person. The virus can also live for months in a contaminated environment, particularly in the absence of good sanitation. The infection, according to Kerr, typically causes fever and general ill feeling with the lack of appetite, nausea, and later in the course of the infection, yellowness of the skin and eyes, and if gone untreated, the possibility of death. Well, work is underway to repair the top three road damage priorities in California's national forests after last winter storms, and all three are in the El Dorado National Forest. The Federal Highway Administration's Emergency Relief for Federally Owned Roads program is providing $6.8 million to repair Ellis Road in the Amador Ranger District, 11 Pines Road, and Blacksmith Flat Road in the Georgetown Ranger District. According to Forest Supervisor Lawrence Crabtree, removal of debris and reconstruction of 11 Pines and Blacksmith Roads should be completed before this year's winter weather sets in. The work on Ellis Road, however, will begin next spring. An expedited environmental review under an emergency authorization made it possible to put a contract out for bid quickly on the Ellis project, but due to the extent of the damage, the project will take more time and resources to complete than the other two. And Sutter Health has announced a $250,000 donation to the American Red Cross California Wildfires Fund to support fire relief efforts across seven Northern California counties. The donation bolsters the American Red Cross's ongoing efforts to provide food, shelter, and other desperately needed resources to people affected by the massive fires in Sonoma, Napa, Solano, Lake, Butte, Mendocino, and Yuba counties. Ann Platt, CEO of Sutter Amador Hospital, says the hope is that this donation will help bring security, shelter, comfort, and relief to those in need. Platt adds organizations like the American Red Cross are essential to provide our communities with the critical supplies and safe evacuation shelters desperately needed in times like now. Last year, Sutter Health invested $537 million in care and services for the poor and underserved. And Caltrans is now accepting applications for individuals interested in becoming chain installers. Permits are available for Highways 4, 88, 89, 108, and 207. A mandatory orientation class for new applicants will be held next Thursday, the 26th, at 9 a.m. at the Caltrans Maintenance Office in Angels Camp. A written and performance exam will be held immediately following the orientation, and successful applicants may purchase their permits after the exam. The cost for the permit and identification bib is $200. Returning chain installers with no violations are not required to attend the orientation and may purchase their 2017-18 permit from the Caltrans Maintenance Office in Angels Camp. You can call 736-0187 for more information. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting.